From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. Dr. Andrew Rogerson began his academic career as a microbiologist. A native of Scotland, he's lived and worked in North America for more than 30 years, most recently serving as provost at Sonoma State University in California. This is his second week as the chancellor of the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. He takes over from former chancellor Joel Anderson, who after 13 years retired from the role this summer. I recently spoke with Rogerson about his plans for UALR.
UALR has a very diverse student populace. There's a lot of minority students, some non-traditional. There's a growing traditional student populace. There's a lot of students with transfer credits from other institutions. What is the most important thing for UALR to advance its academic mission given the diversity of the student populace?
Well, I would argue that we shouldn't really focus too much on the diverse population. What we should be focusing on is making sure that the academic experience we give all our students is appropriate for the 21st century workforce. And that's what I'm very keen to see us do. Now, I realize that different groups, particularly underrepresented students, can struggle more at university because in many cases I hear that they feel they don't belong, and so they're more at danger, more at risk of not completing. Money is also one of the biggest risk factors affecting student success. So there's definitely issues we need to address for the different groups at the university, but overall we want to make sure that the educational mission is correct and then help students and make sure that we don't lose them and bring them in and give them access and give them the success that they need to be graduating in a timely manner.
UALR has, over the past several years, kind of struggled a bit with enrollment numbers. What is the most important thing for UALR to do to maintain a healthy enrollment figure?
Well, of course, every university in America is struggling now with enrollment because high school level students are dropping off in terms of the actual numbers. And as universities struggle for budget, then an easy solution, it would appear, is to increase enrollment so that you can increase dollars into the university. That's why we're all competing now for numbers of students. What we need to do is outcompete everyone else by having the correct mission for this university. And that's one of the strengths of UALR, and it's one of the reasons I came here, because we are unique within the state of Arkansas. We are the only metropolitan university, and what we need to do is truly embrace that mission, which I feel is appropriate for the world today. Students really need to be graduating with different skill sets. The concept that you can go and have a job for life now is gone. I think in 15, 20 years' time, there'll be no such thing as a job for life. If the projections are correct, there'll be a series of short-term contracts over a lifespan or a career. And so what we need to do is give our students entrepreneurial skills. We need to make them innovative. We have to turn them on to lifelong learning so that they can ride out the challenges that they're going to face throughout their careers in the coming years. And that's the opportunity we have at this university. We're in a city, and we can capitalize on that. We can make sure our students are getting what I would call a signature experience. It could be a research experience, because we have a lot of research at this university. It could be a capstone experience in the library. It could be a study abroad, which we do, or it could be an internship with industry. All of this is possible because of our location. It's our strength.
And as part of that location being a metropolitan university, there's a strong public service component to the mission here. What would you do to forward that public service mission?
I think coming back to just what I said about if we could give all our students what we could call a signature experience, that also includes a service experience. So service very much fits into that. A meaningful service experience would be that. It's very much in line with what a lot of universities in America are doing. The AACU have suggested that all their members would adopt signature experiences. It's very much what popular writer Thomas Friedman has suggested. Everyone should get something extra in their degree to be successful when they leave the university, and that extra really is this signature experience, and service would very much fall into that. But again, our location in a city makes that feasible, and that is our strength. We are the only university in the whole of Arkansas that's in this position. we're well poised for the future.
All universities, whether state or otherwise, have to raise money. And as chancellor, you have a big part in fundraising and development. Do you have any ideas about those goals?
Well, I think it comes back to perhaps I could look at what I might like my legacy to be at this university. I can't give you the answer exactly now, but it might be along the terms of economic development, because I feel quite strong that the only universities or the only cities in the future in America that will be truly successful and sustainable are those that truly embrace their universities. It's often said, although most universities are located in a city, it's the ones that are of the city that will be most successful. So what that really means is the city will benefit from economic development if it has a strong university and has strong connections with that university. And that's really what I see my role to be. And when we talk to future donors or industry in the city, is to make it clear that what the city of Little Rock needs most is an educated workforce. Because not only will that workforce produce new industry, they can be entrepreneurial, but it will attract industry into Little Rock. And so everyone benefits. In addition to that, usually you will see that the health of the population improves. People will volunteer more in that kind of environment and generally lead better lifestyles. So this is the challenge, to really make those connections with the city and to explain that by investing in the education of our students, we're all going to benefit in the future.
Lastly, I know you haven't had much time in the state so far, but is there anything about Arkansas or Central Arkansas that you look forward to experiencing?
Well, with my wife Janessa, we both love the outdoors. We love to explore. And we've already started. We headed towards the Ozarks last weekend and got to see how beautiful the state is and how green it is compared to California. And so I think, you know, to answer your question, we're just looking forward to really getting to know all four corners of this state. We've really taken to the city of Little Rock. It's a very cosmopolitan city and we're enjoying it very much. But we really want to explore the whole of Arkansas. I ride motorbikes and I guess the pig trail is somewhere I'm headed. And we're just looking forward to getting to know this wonderful state.
I thought it was noteworthy that you said in your video that you looked forward to developing a southern accent. So we'll check in with you occasionally.
Yeah, please do. I'm tired of my Scottish one, but it's slowly changing. We need it to go more southern.
All right. Well, Chancellor Rogerson, thank you so much for spending time with me here today.
Thank you so much for this.
That was UALR Chancellor Andrew Rogerson. UALR is KUAR's license holder. This is KUAR News.